Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is your boy, G-Ski Rocks, and this is going out to the lovely, lovely women of the world. I know sometimes you have to make a hard decision, but I want you to think about this.
You had your fun that night, but I don't think he cares. Bring a life into this
gap. We're not safe. Just let them live.
I want you to know that they're precious human life.
Just let them live.
Taking away their chance. I don't think that it's right.
Just let them live.
Taking away their opportunity.
Welcome to the Visible Conservative Christians Unleashed on Blog Talk Radio. This is our Sunday broadcast, and it's going to be a short, abbreviated show today. But in the time, I hope that those who are listening and those that will listen in the archives will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I lift you up. I give you glory, honor, and praise. And I ask you in the name of Jesus that my words would be a seasoned salt that will speak life into others and not bring condemnation, but that they would be able to see, feel, and experience the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. I'm going to just read a little bit and then I'm going to talk. I'm going to be reading out of a book called Faith to Faith. It's a daily guide to victory. The first thing that I'm going to read from February 4th, but it says, "Let peace rule." And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule. Act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. and be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Guys, sometimes we have a tendency to forget just exactly how good we have it. As believers, we have a tendency to stress, worry, and we forget that we have an advocate. We get to experience walking in God's pure, unadulterated love. But you know what? When we walk in that, we're supposed to turn around and we're supposed to give that love to others. Choosing to walk in love. Choosing to extend grace and mercy to others. That does not mean, though, that we're supposed to take things that are done to us unjustly lying down. That's not what that means by any stretch of the imagination. But what it does mean is that we are called to a higher example, a higher level of witness than everybody else. Why is that? Because we are the ones in Christ Jesus who hold the true power and authority. Our power and authority doesn't come from Our power and authority does not come from what we get or what position we may hold. See, people think in Congress that because they're congressmen that they're powerful. They're not. True authority comes from love. When you are walking in the love of God and you let that be an exhibit in your life, people can see that at work. That's where authority comes from. Because when you treat people with respect and love, they in turn, whether they admit it or not, they will look at you with respect and admiration. That's just how God ordained that. His word says that he gives us favor before great men. Why does he give us that favor? He gives us that favor because of how we treat others. When we are speaking the truth, the word of God says, speak the truth in love. Who's the truth? Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but through me. The way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the path that leads us to salvation, the truth, the true knowledge of reconciliation through Jesus Christ back to our loving Father in heaven, the life. There is life when we are in Christ Jesus. But folks, we have to let go of the things that we hold on to, the things that we let eat us away on the inside, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness. The Bible didn't say that we shouldn't get angry, but it said, do not sin. Be angry, but do not sin. I believe it's Ephesians chapter 4. It's either the verses 23, 24, 25. It's somewhere in that general vicinity in Ephesians. Be angry, but do not sin, and don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Why is that? Because anger and unforgiveness can rot your bones to the core. I don't hate the president. I hate what he's doing. His misrepresentation of the Lord Jesus Christ, his dissing of our country, his blatant disregard for the law of the land. I despise the things that he do. I don't hate them. Even though there are days that I am tempted to. But I must give in to that temptation, or I must not give in to that temptation, forgive me, because if I do, I would not be any better than the people that I purport to have disdain for. We have to walk in love. It's not an option to be any other way. It'll destroy you from the inside out. And people, I am speaking from experience. I was an angry person at one time. I kept trying to change through my own efforts, and I kept falling. I would slam flat on my face. Every time I tried to do the right thing, I failed. Why was it that I failed? The reason why was because I was never strong enough to change on my own. When I made the decision to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ, that was when the healing started taking place. I was never strong enough. Never strong enough. But we always think that we have to carry the burdens of life. I know I'm not strong enough to carry those burdens. And I tried it years ago, like I said. Love is the key. The love of God is the key. His word says that there is no fear in love because perfect love casts out all fear. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. It is the love of God that leads one to repentance. Love covers a multitude of sins. I could go on and on and on and on. I could go on. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, to come unto me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke, for my burdens are few. And I'm paraphrasing the scripture, but essentially what it means is that he has your back, your front. He did all the dirty work. He did all the hard work. God's word says that he became sin who knew no sin, so that you and I would not have to suffer. But it's kind of like what the liberals are doing to the black community. The black community was emancipated by Abe Lincoln back in 1860-something. But because my community bought the lies of the liberal, guess what? They stepped right back into slavery. Stepped right back into it. Institutionalized slavery. And it's the same thing with Christians. We are set free, and then we choose to step back into bondage. Been there, did that. Been there, did that. We're afraid. And we don't even know what we're afraid of. I know what we're afraid of. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of being rejected because of our faith. I know I was there at one time. But folks, who cares? We're not going to reach and impact everyone. But if we reach and impact just some, that's all the difference that it makes. Paul said in his words that I become all things to all people, that I might win a few. We have to be willing and able to adapt to any situation at any time for any reason. Because if we're not, we can't be effective vessels. And you know, truth of the matter is, a lot of believers are content sitting on their rear ends in the pew being spiritually lazy. That's their choice. That is their choice. But there is a consequence for everything that we do in life. Everything. You know, Pianki, I don't hear an echo. Must be the wind tunnel, but sorry about that. Is it better now? anyway. You have to choose what you want to do. Excuse the barking dog in the background. You know, we just have to realize what we have. Because if we don't realize what we have and how good we have it, then we never will. I'm going to take a short break and I will be back. And no, Mary, I'm not going to play my pro-life anthem. Play something else.
We'll be right back. just to love you again. If that's what it takes, I'd give you all. I'd give you the world.
Welcome back to the Sunday broadcast of Christians Unleashed, Visible Conservative on Blog Talk Radio. And as everybody knows, this is my Sunday message to encourage people, so I don't do a lot of political talk. This is more of encouraging people and lifting them up. I'm going to read another scripture, read another passage from Faith to Faith, the Daily Guide to Victory, and this scripture says this: love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. And this is the commentary. Have you ever tried to forgive someone and found you simply couldn't do it? You've cried about it and prayed about it and asked God to help you, been there, but those old feelings of resentment just failed to go away. Put an end to those kind of failures in the future by basing your forgiveness on faith rather than feelings. True forgiveness doesn't have anything at all to do with how you feel. It's an act of the will. It is based on obedience to God and on faith in Him. That means once you're forgiven a person, you need to consider them permanently forgiven. When old feelings rise up within you and Satan tries to convince you that you haven't really forgiven them, resist him. Say, no, I've already forgiven that person by faith. I refuse to dwell on these old feelings. Then according to 1 John 1:9, believe that you receive forgiveness and cleansing from the sin of unforgiveness and from all unrighteousness associated with it, including any remembrance of having been wronged. Have you ever heard someone say, I may forgive, but I'll never forget? That's a second-rate kind of forgiveness that you, as a believer, are never supposed to settle for. You are to forgive supernaturally, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. Ephesians 4:32. You are to forgive as God forgives, to release that person from guilt permanently and unconditionally, and to operate as if nothing bad ever happened between you. You're to purposely forget as well as forgive. As you do that, something supernatural will happen within you. The pain once caused by that incident will disappear. The power of God will wash away the effects of it, and you'll be able to leave it behind you once and for all. Don't become an emotional bookkeeper, keeping careful account of the wrongs you have suffered. Learn to forgive and forget. It will open a whole new world of blessings for you. And as I was talking about earlier, man, I was that person who could not forgive. I was that person. And I was a person full of excuses for not forgiving. Well, they hurt me so bad. I'm mad at the world. Sometimes I have a tendency to kick myself because if I'd have just latched on to those things when the Lord was prompting me and calling me earlier, I would have caught a hold of that. I would have caught a hold of that. But rather than catch a hold of it, I held on to bitterness and hatred, and it nearly destroyed me. But I have been set free from the law of sin and death. And through Christ Jesus, I was able to overcome, not through my own efforts, like I said. I had to face some, face some bitter realities and some harsh words from people who saw that I was trying to do too much through my own effort. And it stung a bit, but it helped break down the chink in my armor. Well, it helped form a chink in my armor. Kink, chink, whatever. A crack. Because once that crack was formed, then I was able to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come in and start to show me his love. Why do I talk about love so much, some of you may be wondering? Because it's the foundation of relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was a powerful act of love that led him to give his life on Calvary for us. No other religious figure in the history of religion has done that. None. 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 You can go back and research them. Buddha studied Christianity. How ironic. People worship Buddha, but Buddha was a Christian. Most people don't know that. And Gandhi said he would have became Christian, except he based the faith on the people instead of looking above. And I hope for his sake that he made a decision on his deathbed. And that's all I'll say with that. Gandhi was a good man. He studied the teachings of Jesus Christ. Muhammad. The Quran is based off the Bible, folks. Every major religion is based off the Word of God. But the thing is, they look at the Bible of Christianity as too rigid. But let's look at it like this. In the Quran, it tells you to kill people who don't convert to Islam. The infidel, if you will. The Bible doesn't tell you to kill anyone if they don't convert to Christianity. And to those who may say, well, what about the Old Testament? What about it? You have to look at the punishments based on God's law. Because there were some extreme things going on. The question is, why is it so hard to accept that a loving God wants and desires to love us? He chooses to love us. He chooses to. And all that he desires for us is just to receive his love. That's all he desires. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. Jermaine, I'll look at it. I'll share this. The Bible isn't flawed, but most people look at it that way. Because they base something on something they read, and then they read something else that may seem like it may be contradictory. But folks, you have to look up those words in both the Greek and the Hebrew to get the meanings. Because most Christians just read the Bible, okay, it says that, well, I'm offended, blah, 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 instead of pulling out a concordance or a Vines concise dictionary of the Bible and looking up the words in their original Hebrew and Greek text. I do that. That's how I know the word flesh. That we always talking about, oh, the filthy, rotten flesh. Well, that word flesh in the Bible is referring to the mind, your emotions, your intellect, your subconscious, and your conscious. I looked it up. Another script word that gets misrepresented. The scripture that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and they take that as heart. Well, when King James translated the Bible, they sometimes used the same word for different meanings, because that word, their heart, is also translated mind, emotions, intellect. So out of the abundance of the mind, the heart speaks. I mean, those are things you can look it up in Strong's Concordance. It's there. I've done it. Because I was one person, I refused to believe some of the things that people said that the Bible meant. Some of the things, I'm like, wait a minute. Especially when they were extreme things towards other people. Because I wanted to make sure that I was on the right side of the interpretation. And I don't go off of interpretations of what somebody else tells me. I actually take the time to look it up. So, you know, it is what it is. And the word of God is not flawed. The word of God is truth and is healing for our soul. Point blank. It's healing for our soul. And it's not my job to convince anyone of the validity of the word. It's just my job to tell my story in hope that it would be an inspiration to others. And that's what Sundays are all about. You'll hear me address the issue of sin when it needs to be addressed. You know, we can talk about what's going on in the body of Christ until we're black, blue, and purple in the face. But until those individuals make the choice that they're ready to seek the things that's going to give them real change in their life, only thing I can do is just choose to be a witness and walk in love. And as someone who has been torn down by people of faith in the church, in the body of Christ, I will not do to them what they've done to me. But what I will do, I will call out the apathy that is at work in the body of Christ. Because, folks, we have the answers in Christ Jesus. Not through our own efforts, not through our own wisdom, but the wisdom that only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. In James, it says that we can ask God for wisdom, and he gives it to us liberally and without restraint. Word. And this is my question. Why do people even read the Bible if they don't believe it? Why bother to read his word if you don't believe what it says? Because most people go into the Bible looking for all the things that says you shouldn't do. Okay, let's go find all the things that says about all the wrong stuff. Okay, how about this? Try focusing on the love of God. Because folks, listen to me. It is the love of God that leads one to repentance. You can try as hard as you want in your own effort, but your effort will never be enough. That's why he said in his word that it is by grace that we are saved through faith and not of works. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. God saved us through grace, not through our effort. So if there's anyone who isn't a believer in here, in the chat room or listening, I'm going to tell you point blank. You can't earn your salvation because it's been freely made available to you. There's nothing you can do to earn it. Nothing. Because he chose to give it. And that is the ultimate act of love, when someone chooses to freely give. Love is the key. Love is the key to turning this nation around. Love is the key to destroying the fear that permeates from coast to coast. Love, unadulterated, pure love of God. And we can still speak the truth in love. We can be brutally honest with those who are wrong and still be speaking in love. How's that possible? It's all a matter of the heart. There are some Christians who hate liberals. Folks, don't hate them. You can hate the things they stand for. Don't hate them. Because once you give over to that spirit of hate, you sunk to the devil's level. I've been there. I'm still dealing with areas of hatred in my life. And I'm not afraid to admit that, because you know what? I have not arrived, and I will never arrive until Jesus comes back. I will be changing from day to day to day for the rest of my life, and I'm hoping that that change will continue to be growth. Growth in my relationship with the Lord God, growth in my relationship with others, growth, just growth in myself. Because there is freedom in Christ. There is a whole lot of freedom in Christ. There is a whole lot of freedom in Christ. On earth, I was telling a friend yesterday, I've never have fallen in love with anyone in my life. Not saying that I haven't ever liked anyone, because that's not the case. I have liked people, but I have never been in love. But for the first time in my life, I can say that I have the revelation. I received the revelation of what pure love is. God's love, unconditional, the agape kind of love, out of which all the other types of love flow. Sturgo, eros, and phileo. Those three cannot exist without agape love, because those three are characteristics of agape love. Agape is Greek, is the Greek word for love, and it's the God kind of love, the unconditional, pure, without restraints, expecting nothing in return. And guess what? Our relationship with God is not a two-way street. It isn't. It isn't. Sometimes you just have to take some things by faith. I choose to believe he will come back. And he is coming back. And Jermaine, the word says that God, that Jesus ascended into heaven and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. That's where he went. And he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to stand in his place, which Holy Spirit lives in us. You know all this. You know this. I can't tell people how to believe or what to believe. I just know what I believe. And as someone who has passed away, died multiple times as a child because I was still sick, I know God is real. One of these days, one of these Sundays, I'm going to do a show that's dedicated strictly to my entire testimony. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm not still living because medicine intervened. Because there's no cure for what I had. I am here because what Jesus did 2,000 years ago on Calvary. That's why I'm here. My life is still, I battle and I struggle every day, just like everybody else. But my hope isn't in my own self. Because if it was, I would fail 100% of the time, period. No doubt about it, I would fail 100% of the time. But my hope and my trust is in the Lord God. Jermaine, I'm going to say this. Thank you. Actually, I'm going to take a short break. I'll be right back.
Yo, this is your boy, G-Ski Rocks, and this is going out to the lovely, lovely women of the world. I know sometimes you have to make a hard decision, but I want you to think about this.
Welcome back to Christians Unleashed on Log Talk Radio. You know, that was a good time for me to take a break. I'm not going to get into any debates with anyone about how they feel. You know, but I'm going to say this. Unless you have walked in my shoes, unless you have followed me around for 37 years of my life, don't tell me that the Jesus I know is fiction. Do not tell me that I don't know the one true God, one true Jesus. Because of what I've been through, it was God Himself who loved me, not man. My spiritual father was the first male, Christian male, to reach out to me in love that I recognized, and that was only 13 years ago. That was only 13 years ago. It's one of those times. Where I'm just going to disagree. But do not call my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, a failure or a fiction. Because I'll tell you this. When believers were too busy walking around with their nose stuck up in the air thinking they were better than me, it was God Himself who had to reveal His love to me. Because you had too many so-called Christians who were thinking that their stuff didn't stink. I love the body of Christ because of what Christ did in me. But I've also been walking the road in a journey, and I'm going to tell you something. Satan has not deceived me. He's tried to kill me because he can't deceive me. I know his tricks because he's been trying to attack me with my entire life. And I'm going to say this, Jermaine. I don't know what your issue is with the body of Christ, but whatever it is, you need to let it go. You need to let it go. I've been down the road of bitterness and unforgiveness in actually pure hatred towards the body of Christ. I hated Christians. Hated. Even though I didn't walk away from Jesus, I didn't become an atheist. That's the thing. But you, nobody else, Satan himself, cannot disprove the revelation of the love of God that I have. Nobody can prove that wrong. There is nothing that no one can say. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for. I found my relationship with God. Lord, I don't understand the purpose, what went on tonight, Lord God, and only you know. But I will say this. Your love is real to me, Lord God. I can't speak for anybody else, and I'm not going to. It's like I said, Father, all I can do is share my testimony. That's all I can do is just share my testimony. I know what you brought me through. And Father, I will not allow the testimony that you wrote on my heart to be called a lie. Because you are real to me. And no one can take that away. No crooked politician. No demon in hell. And no one with twisted views. I don't care. Because I've walked that road of anger. But you set me free from it. And for that, I love and I worship you. And I give you glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to Christians Unleashed on Blog Talk Radio with the Visible Conservative tonight. This is my Sunday night messages. Tomorrow, 5:37 p.m., I will be interviewing Mr. Christopher Arps, co-founder of MoveOnUp.org. And it ought to be a wonderful interview, so tune in. Love you all. God bless and good night.
Yo, this is your boy, G-Ski Rocks. And this is going out to the lovely, lovely women of the world. I know sometimes you have to make a hard decision, but I want you to think about this.
Been listening to the Visible Conservative Christians Unleashed on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you on the flip side.